commonly confused words. Accept and except. Accept means to receive. Except means to exclude. For example, I accept your proposal, except for the part about. Advance and advancement. Advance means to progress. Advancement means promotion. For example, I am trying to solve the problem, but don't know what advance I can make towards a solution. I have worked hard, but have gained no advancement in my career. Adverse and averse. Adverse is a negative condition. Averse is an attitude. For example, adverse economic conditions resulted in huge market losses. Therefore, investors were averse to buying stocks. Advisor and advisory. In British English, advisor and advisory are always spelled advisor being A-D-V-I-S-E-R and advisory A-D-V-I-S-O-R-Y. Affect and effect. To affect, usually a verb, means to cause something to happen, to influence, or to have an effect or influence on something. Effect, which is usually a noun, means a result. When effect is used as a verb, it means to cause to happen. Though it is better to avoid using effect in this way, as it nearly always evolves into a shift into the passive voice. For example, it looks like a change has been effected in the style and layout of these minutes. You mean that I have altered the style and the layout of the minutes? The changes don't affect us much. I think the minutes are much clearer. Afflict and inflict. To afflict means to cause distress or discomfort. To inflict means to impose something unpleasant or unwanted on someone. For example, I am afflicted by severe stress with all of this work. Ouch! You're inflicting pain on me. Aggravate and annoy. Aggravate means to make worse. Annoy means to irritate. For example, I am annoyed with you for doing this. This conversation aggravated the bad feeling between them. Agree with or agree to. You agree with a person, but to a course of action or idea. For example, Terry said that we ought to get the job done quickly. I agree with him. Anna agreed to help with the work. Alternative and possibility. You can only have two alternatives, but you can have several possibilities. An incorrect statement would be, there were three alternatives. Keep the old boiler, modify it, or buy a new unit. The correct statement would be, there were three possibilities. Keep the old boiler, modify it, or buy a new unit. Among and between. Among includes something in a group of three or more. Between is used when there are only two. Jonathan sat between Joanna and Michael. There were three of them together. The lady in the red dress was among them. It was a large group. Amount and number. Amount refers to non-discrete quantities. Number indicates discrete quantities. For example, what is the number of cans in this pack? And what is the amount of water in this beaker? Anticipate and expect. Anticipate means to realise something may happen and be prepared to act suitably in advance. Expect means to look forward to something certain or very likely. For example, I expect to get a rise this year, i.e., I think I'm going to get more money. I anticipated my rise by buying a new sports car. I counted my chickens before they were hatched. Ascent, spelled A-S-C-E-N-T, and ascent, spelled A-S-S-E-N-T. An ascent, spelled A-S-C-E-N-T, is a noun meaning a climb or a rise to a higher level. Ascent, spelled A-S-S-E-N-T, is a noun meaning agreement or a verb meaning to agree. For example, this is my first ascent of Everest. Do you think the committee will assent to this? Yes, I'm sure they'll agree.